On today's podcast, we'll be covering week one of four on heat stress, hydration, and working outdoors. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
Working in high temperatures can be dangerous. Heat stress isn't just an outdoor problem. It can also happen inside a warehouse, especially when ventilation is poor or equipment generates excessive heat. Heat-related illnesses can escalate fast, so recognizing the signs and acting quickly is critical. One of the top priorities of a solid safety culture is keeping everyone healthy and alert in hot conditions. This starts with understanding what heat stress looks like and how to prevent it. Whether you're on a loading dock or deep inside storage areas, hydration and awareness can save lives. Here are a few tips to help you recognize heat-related illnesses. Number one, watch for early symptoms. Dizziness, fatigue, and muscle cramps are often early signs of heat stress. So if you notice these in yourself or someone else, act immediately. Number two, know the difference between heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Heat exhaustion often includes heavy sweating, nausea, and weakness, whereas heat stroke is far more severe. It can cause confusion, fainting, or seizures, and heat stroke is a medical emergency and needs immediate attention. Number three, respond quickly to emergencies. If someone shows signs of heat stroke, call emergency services immediately. Move them to a cool area, remove extra clothing, and use cool water or wet cloths to lower their body temperature. Number four, monitor yourself and your team. Check in with coworkers throughout the shift because people often push through a discomfort which can be dangerous in the heat. A quick check can prevent a serious incident from occurring. And last but certainly not least, number five, stay ahead of dehydration. Drink water often, not just when you feel thirsty. Encourage others to do the same. Avoid energy drinks and soda because they can actually increase the risk of dehydration. You want to stick with things that have more electrolytes. Heat-related illnesses don't happen instantly. They build up in the body as the body starts to struggle to regulate its temperature. That's why prevention and awareness are so important. Make it part of your routine to monitor facility temperatures, provide cool or shaded rest areas, and remind everyone to constantly hydrate. By spotting the warning signs early and acting promptly, you can prevent minor problems from escalating into emergency situations. Safety is a team effort that includes protecting one another from heat stress throughout the entire warehouse. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips and have a safe day.